The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It is 36 minutes after the top of the hour, and I have a computer. Well, I got several computers here, one in front of me, one over here to the side, which is the screening computer. And it's our phone screening program. It gives me the name of the person calling. It gives me their location. And it gives me other information. And it usually gives me the topic, what the caller wants to talk about. It says the caller wants to talk about Bob Jones and the Wheel of Fortune. Paul in Grove City, I cannot wait to hear how you are going to link Bob Jones and Wheel of Fortune. Did Pat Sajak go to Bob Jones? Did Pat Sajak go and I just missed him or something?
I'm going to try to make sense, and I know hopefully you can always interpret me and explain it to the audience better. But
Wait a minute. I'm going to pray for the gift of interpretation here real quick. All right, go for it.
All right, I'm going for it here. All right, so on the Wheel of Fortune, you have to do the exact words of the phrase that you are trying to piece together, right?
Yeah.
You have to do it word for word.
Yeah.
Well, there's a controversy, you probably know about it, Bob, that if you add even just the word "and" to the phrase, that disqualifies you, okay? My point is, people are not wanting to follow the rules, and they want to do something about it after the fact. Now, I'm sure these contestants are aware of that, you know, before they get on the show. But now you got just a small cluster of people wanting to, go against the grain on that. And I think probably with this Bob Jones, it sounds like it's a small group of people that want to go against the rules that are set up for whatever. I mean, the NFL, another thing, you know, I don't know if those players have to sign anything, but they to show respect for the flag. I'm probably assuming too much, but I want to say they probably do. Or it's been going on for years. It's just a given rule that we do. An officer pulls you over and asks you to get out of the car or give me your license and your registration, please. And people just blatantly disregard the rules of, you know, whatever. I mean, we've got such a blatant disregard of rules, policies, authority in this country right now.
Well, there's a huge feeling that, well, it applies to everybody else, but it doesn't apply to me. I did not know the particulars of the Wheel of Fortune controversy. I check, you know, probably 12 different news sources every single day, and on one of them, out of the corner of my eye, I saw Wheel of Fortune controversy over, and I didn't know what it was about, but that's what it was. Somebody added an and they didn't give it to them?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Okay.
And people are going crazy. It's a stupid rule and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But it's a rule, like you said. Paul, let me tell you a quick story. This happened several years ago. Been a long time ago. Our car, we had a problem with our car. Joy and I, for most of our marriage, we have driven just junk. We've been in ministry ever since we've been married. Well, anyway, there was something wrong with our car, and a person in our church loaned us a car, and I don't remember where we were going, but we got on I-71 North headed towards Cleveland. And it had cruise control, and I wasn't real familiar with cruise control, but I put that baby into cruise control. I don't think the speed limit back then was 70. I think it was like 65. So I set it for like 68. And I hit the button, took my foot off, and I'm just cruising along. And it's not long before I look in the rearview mirror and I see the lights. And then I hear woo, 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 woo. And I thought, what? So anyway, he pulls me over on I-71 going north. And he comes up to the window, and I said, yes, sir, what's the problem? He said, can I see your driver's license registration? I said, well, it's a borrowed car. I hope the registration's in the glove box. I don't know. And I said, sir, why did you pull me over? He says, you were speeding. And I said, well, 3 miles an hour. I was 65 and I was doing 68. He says, oh, no. I have you on my radar at, I think it was like 72 or something like that. And I said, but sir, that can't be true. He says, I can show you. I've got it on my radar in my car and I can show it. But I said, sir, this is not my car. It's borrowed. And I had it in cruise at like 68. And so I said, evidently the cruise control is wrong. And I said, if I was speeding, sir, I didn't mean to. And I didn't know I was speeding. I'll never forget this, Paul. He said, whether you knew you were speeding or not is irrelevant. That means nothing. The fact is you were speeding. Whether you knew it or not makes no difference to me whatsoever. And he wrote me a ticket. Wow. He wrote me a ticket. Because I was speeding, but honestly, I didn't know it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I didn't argue. Because the law is the law, and okay, but we have such an attitude today that the law does not apply to me. It applies to other people, but it doesn't apply to me.
Yeah. I mean, and all these people riding with all the, you know, the George case, you know, if he probably would have cooperated, it wouldn't have turned into what it is. I mean, it goes all the way back. That starts in Ferguson.
Yeah,
back in around St. Luno, and that whole thing, that whole, from that point on, Bob, you know, not to be chasing rabbits, but the fact is, you know, authority, policies, rules, they all kind of connect together.
With the George Floyd thing, and this may make people angry, but it is the absolute truth. If he had complied, it would not have ended the way it did. If he resisted arrest, we now know he was very, very high on drugs. He had a fatal level of fentanyl in his system. Now, does that justify the police officer putting his knee on his neck until he quit breathing? Probably not. Probably not. So that doesn't justify the police officer, but it's also true if he had complied and if he had not been high on drugs, it probably, we don't know, but it probably would have turned out differently.
Yep. I totally agree, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, I mean, it's tragic. I mean, it's tragic. He lost his life. He lost his life, which is the most tragic. But that police officer has lost his life in another way. And, of course, a lot of people are saying, well, he deserves to lose his life. Okay, but it's a tragedy all the way around. The families involved, you know, it was more than just one family involved. And, we have almost a total disregard for authority and the law, and certainly a total disregard for police.
Yep.
And that doesn't help anybody. That doesn't help anybody. All right, Paul. Well, you made the connection between Bob Jones and Wheel of Fortune, and I didn't think anybody could do that. So congratulations.
All right, man.
All right.
Hey, have a good time off for our Lord's Day.
Hey, thank you, and have a blessed Easter, all right?
You bet, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless you, man.
You love as you, well. You as well. All right. We're going to take the final break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it's a miracle. Or as former President George W. Bush would say, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. What's a miracle? CNN. CNN has corrected themselves. mark this date down because it doesn't happen very often, and who knows whether it will ever happen again. I told you about this a couple of days ago. It might have been yesterday, the day before, but CNN posted an editorial by breaking news reporter Devin Cole. Pardon me. I need to issue a correction. It was not an editorial. It was a pure news article. All right? There's a world of difference between a news article, which is supposed to just print the facts. Here's what happened. No opinion. An editorial is opinion. Okay. This was a news article by CNN breaking news reporter Devin Cole. And the news article was addressing South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's executive orders banning biological males who identify as females from competing in women's sports and so on. When it was published, here is a sentence from that article, and I quote, "It's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth. And there is no consensus criteria for assigning sex at birth." You remember we talked about this? Talk about insanity. What? It's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth? Are you serious? Are you nuts? Are you crazy? Look in the diaper, all right? Check the plumbing. Oh, my goodness. Well, it received such an enormous amount of pushback, criticism, ridicule, and just plain laughter that CNN has corrected it. They have removed that sentence. It's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth, and there is no consensus criteria for assigning sex at birth. There's no apology. They just removed it. And at the very bottom, it says, "This story has been updated to provide additional explanation as to the distinctions between gender and sex." So they didn't apologize. They tried to rationalize their way out of some pretty deep doo-doo. My goodness. So at least they have removed that, because even CNN realized that was nuts. That was just crazy. I almost feel like apologizing for spending so much time already on the Biden administration, because when he was inaugurated, I made you a promise it would not be all Biden every day. And if that's not my desire, honestly, it is not my desire. But I got to be honest with you, folks. Elections have consequences. I knew things were going to be bad, but I had no idea it was going to be this bad. The Biden administration, which, by the way, is now officially the Biden-Harris administration. Did you know that? That's official. Now on the government, on the White House website. The Trump, it was the Trump administration on the website. Obama, it was the Obama administration on the website. Bush, it's the Bush administration. It is now the Biden-Harris administration. Adding credence to those of us who believe there is no way in the world Joe Biden is going to fulfill 4 years of his term. There is no way he is going to fill a full four-year term. I am almost positive that Kamala Harris will be president before 4 years are here. But anyway, it is far worse than anything I could have imagined. The executive orders, what's happening now at the border. And here is an Associated Press story. Headline, Biden administration quietly ramping up aid to Palestinians. Under the Trump administration, love him or hate him, the Trump administration made absolutely clear, we don't send money to terrorists. We do not send money to people who kill Israelis. We do not send money to people who kill innocent citizens. We don't do that. That's all changed. Now, the Biden-Harris administration is quietly, and I would say secretly, except the Associated Press somehow found out, has allocated already nearly $100 million for Palestinians. Yeah. Now, are all Palestinians terrorists? No, of course not. But many, if not most, of the Palestinian leaders are. Yeah. I'm glad that God is in control, and I mean that seriously. So I'm concerned. I'm not worried. Hey, folks, have a wonderful weekend celebrating the resurrection of Christ. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.